What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1077. In this episode, I'll discuss the AHA-NCS scientific statement on critical care management of patients after cardiac arrest. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1077. And now, on to the episode. There is a lack of high-quality published research to support the critical care management of patients after cardiac arrest, and as a result, there are few guideline recommendations in this area. The updated 2025 ACLS guidelines did not address specifics regarding sedation and analgesia in post-arrest patients. This leaves the previous 2023 comments from the American Heart Association and Neurocritical Care Society as the most recent expert society comments in this area. These two societies have collaborated to publish a scientific statement using an expert consensus panel that included physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and a respiratory therapist. The panel reached consensus on four statements related to sedation and analgesia in this patient population. Number one, the goals of analgesia and sedation during temperature control after cardiac arrest are to provide comfort, reduce shivering, and to prevent recall during neuromuscular blockade. Number two, short-acting sedative and analgesic agents are preferred for patients in post-cardiac arrest coma undergoing temperature control to reduce the duration of mechanical ventilation, time to awakening, and confounding of delayed prognostication. Number three, propofol, remifentanil, and fentanyl are favored over midazolam and morphine infusions. And number four, use neuromuscular blockers as needed during temperature control rather than as a continuous infusion. In addition, it's important to note that neuromuscular blockers may mask seizures in unmonitored patients. It's important to note that because this is not a guideline supported by high-quality evidence, there are no recommendations made. Rather, these statements represent the consensus opinion of the expert panel. The authors acknowledge the limitations of such a document, including a relatively small number of people providing input and the risk of persuasive voices influencing group thinking. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.